Blog Talk Radio.
Money Girl to join us, so we're going to start off the show with MSFP Crew interviewing Savali. How you doing today, Skipper?
I'm doing good. Thanks.
All right, and we're going to unmute Savali, see how she's doing. Savali, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
We're doing pretty good, too. Alright. So, we got some new songs from you to play today, as well as some songs we've heard before. Later on, Money Girl is going to be joining us. So let's talk about this song, Sunshine Better Days.
Yeah, so this song, I've went through different periods of different types of music that I've done, and this music was Christian hip hop, and it's a very powerful message, and it's just basically saying look for the better days. Better days are coming, especially if you seek it. So it's a really powerful song. I hope everyone enjoys it.
All right, here it is. Savali with Sunshine Better Days. Sunshine Better Days. Skipper, do you have some questions now for Savali?
I was really feeling that one. What inspired you to write this particular song?
I would probably say just at that point in time of my life, I was going to church a lot. I was reading my Bible every day. So it was just my lifestyle. I'm always a Christian and will always be. But I just know at that particular time in my life, I just lived and breathed and ate the word. So that's where it came out of my music.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Skip it.
Yeah,
do you
really
have a follow-up?
No, I can't really think of anything right now.
All right. Tell us about the song Do This for Hip Hop.
Okay, so I believe it was not this Wednesday, but the Wednesday before that, when you originally invited me on the show, you asked me kind of like who inspired my music style and, you know, who do I listen to. So these are some of my very favorite hip-hop artists. And basically what I did with this song is I used the different titles of a lot of their popular songs, and I kind of turned it into kind of like guess who it is. So after each individual verse, you can kind of guess who the hip-hop artist is. So it's very entertaining. A lot of people were impressed that I was able to take their songs and actually transform it into a song as kind of like a tribute to some hip-hop artists that I really look up to.
Nice. All right. Well, without further ado, would you like to introduce the song?
Absolutely. So this is I Do This for Hip Hop by Savali. I hope you like it.
All right.
Hip hop, the greatest. between rap and hip hop. Rap, that's what the people dance to. No type of thought at all. Hip hop, hip hop speaks to the soul. It gives the people a voice. I want to give the people voice. These four men, they gave the people voice. Keep hip hop alive. The only way we gonna live. The violence.
That was Savali with I Do This for Hip Hop. When you were referencing that song, you were mentioning about your inspirations, and I know we had a conversation the last time you were on air with us about Tupac. And I know Tupac, for a short period of time, went under the identity of Machiavelli, and I was wondering, with creating your own name for how you would go into the world of hip-hop, was there any inspiration there? Because, you know, just with some of the spellings, I noticed that, and I was kind of curious if there was any inspiration when creating your own name for how you would go into hip hop, as with Tupac and the whole Machiavelli thing.
So the name Savali is actually inspired by a song by Nas and Damian Marley. And at the time, it was probably one of the most inspirational, conscious songs that I had ever heard. I was pretty young, maybe 21, 22, maybe even a little younger than that, maybe even 20. And when I heard that song, it inspired me, and I wanted to continue to seek knowledge and seek the light after hearing that song. So Savali is actually Jamaican for patience. So I actually was not aware that it had any correlation to Tupac and Machiavelli, but I chose that name because I love that song, and also just because I kind of wanted to stand for something. I wanted to be conscious, and when people hear my music, I wanted to enlighten them and, you know, have them just question certain things and to seek the truth. You know, I'm a truth seeker, and I think that in life we need to ask more questions, you know, about why the world is a certain way that it is and how can we make it better. And for instance, I had a nonprofit for a short period of time called Repair My City, and I think it took really good strides to help better the community. We even had a book bag giveaway during the time where kids were going back to school. We gave the city of Akron, Ohio, some really good ideas on how to boost the economy. I think we did over like 100 different ways on how to create a soul prop for under $100. You know, I'm all about empowering people and going after, you know, what you really truly want in life.
I think definitely, you know, empowering people is definitely an important thing in various different communities. And I actually wanted to, it's a demo recording, but I actually wanted to toss this, to a song from our co-host today, you know, which I think is a very empowering song because it takes a lot in hip-hop to speak about, you know, real-life issues that are affecting a community that might not be represented heavily in hip-hop. So I wanted to ask actually my co-host to tell us a little bit about this song and then play it for us. You know, since this is all about, since Ladies Night is all about female empowerment and empowering maybe communities that aren't always spoken about. Tell us, Skipa, tell us about your song, In a Matter of Time.
Okay. I thought that's the one you were going to bring up. by what you were saying. Yeah, In a Matter of Time, it's about me already being out in the LGBT community and about someone I personally know that hasn't come out of the closet yet, but, you know, wants to eventually. So, yeah, it's just it's my story. I had a friend who gave me this idea to write about, you know, me already being out of the closet and about someone else that wasn't yet. So that's what this song's about.
Did you have it ready? Yeah, you have it ready for us.
Yeah, hold on just a sec. Yeah, I got it here.
All right. Whenever you're ready, play the song and just mute us all. And when we come out of it, just be ready to ask Savali a question.
Okay.
Let me tell y'all a story, you know, about me. Let me tell you a story about my life. Took me a while, you know, why to open up the blinds. Face the hate, not to mention all the crimes. Came out from behind the scenes. Started showing off the real me. Not what people seem to define me. Place some dishonest category, I'm saying. First thought I was straight at the age of 8, then played bisexual cards at 16. But till I was 18 or so, announced I was gay. At age 13, I felt some type of way towards females, if you know what it truly meant. Thought it was no big deal, no big deal spent. Now everybody knows at age 27. So to this day, I can't forget. Oh well, that girl beside me loves me, this I know is my true tale. No matter how I ever watch.
Dark.
In a matter of time. Yeah. So Bali, what do you think of that track?
I liked it. I think it was definitely very different, and you know, that's good that you are speaking your mind and, you know, representing like Big Stat said, a community who definitely doesn't sometimes have a voice, and that's a hard thing to do, and I understand where you're coming from, so I wish they continue to keep doing it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Big Stats, you there?
Yeah. I think we should toss it to another song, and then ask some more questions. I got a song right up here right now. It's a throwback song by The Drifters, and this is Save the Last Dance for Me.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Oh, I know.
Oh, I know
that the music's
yes,
fine like sparkling
oh,
wine. Go and have your
yes,
fun.
I know. Oh, I know.
Laugh and sing.
Yes, I know.
But while we're
oh,
apart, don't give your
yes,
heart to anyone.
Oh,
but
yes,
don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So, darling, say the last dance for me. Don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance,
you can dance.
Go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go.
You can dance.
If he asks,
you can dance.
If you're all
you
alone, can he take you,
you
home?
Dance.
You must tell him no. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me.
Save the last dance for me by the Drifters. Kippa, do you have some more questions for Savali?
Yeah, I guess I could ask a few. I have the hip hop, you know, artists that are, I mean, the new ones that have come out, I'm not really big on because I don't really like that mumble rap type of stuff. So, but out of some of the hip hop artists from like, I guess the late 90s and the early 2000s, who are some that have inspired you to do what you do?
Ooh, that's a good one. let me see. Yeah, I might need a couple seconds for that one. Besides the people I've already mentioned, I would definitely say Eminem. I think he's different. I like his storytelling.
Yeah.
You know, the way that he tells a story, and I think that that makes his music timeless. Let's see who else. I would even say like Ice Cube. I really like Ice Cube's style.
Yeah.
And Dr. Dre. That was back in the day. I'm trying to think of some more up to date rappers. First 50 Cent. He's just a mogul all around, and I think my level of respect for 50 Cent is a little bit greater just because he didn't stop at just music, and that's kind of where I'm at as well. I make movies as well.
Yeah.
I'm all in the arts. Like if it's artistic, I'm there to create. So I really admire what Ice Cube and what 50 have been able to do, because they understand it's greater than just music. You know, if you want to be remembered, if you want to be timeless, you have to have multiple avenues of income. So I really look up to them men, and even on just the business aspect. P. Diddy, I think Sean Combs, same thing. He's a businessman. I appreciate them because they've built an empire, you know, and that's what I strive to do one day.
Yeah. I would also, for me, I'm just saying for myself, I don't know about you, but I would also say Ludacris. I'm a big fan of Ludacris's work and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I like Ludacris. T.I. T.I. stands for he's a whole family man, and he has some pretty talented kids as well. I like him too. He has built an empire as well. So just anyone that's just going out there and getting it, just trying to win, and, you know, has a positive message, you know, I just say let's all win together. Let's continue to uplift one another and, you know, just continue to put our best foot forward.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yes.
That's all I got right now.
definitely positivity and is definitely a big thing. And I have this mantra: embrace your splendificus. I'm trying to create a nonprofit foundation. And with it, and splendificus, I define, it's a word I created that's defined as a splendid state of terrificness. That, you know, even in those dark times, even in those dark times, you try to find that your own inner splendid state of terrificness. And...
Well, if you do have any questions about how to start a nonprofit, I would be more than happy to help you with that. Like I said, I did have my own previously, and it really is good, and the amount of things that you can do when you have a nonprofit, especially if you have a clear plan cut out, you know, you can really big strides with that.
I mean, I think the plan, the main part of the plan is this, we have this this label, MSFP. Our Our big brand is msfpworldmusic.com, and with it, what we want to do with the foundation, with the nonprofit foundation, is provide grants for recording artists on the label. You know, you hear from generation to generation. You know, whether it was in the 90s with TLC getting screwed over by Pebbletone, or more recently you hear about the drama that Taylor Swift had to overcome with her old label, Big Machine Records, about not owning the rights to her own masters. And basically, we want to provide grants that whatever an artist would need along the way, that we would provide the grants for. We would have the grants, and whatever surplus is left by the end of the year, we set a date of like December 20th, that we would pick that the foundation would pick two philanthropies and donate all excess over $1,000 to the two philanthropies that we choose. Right now, one of the philanthropies is definitely COVID-19 relief, because let's face it, that's affecting us all right now.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
that sounds wonderful. Well, I guess, Big Seth, I have a question for you, if that's okay.
Sure.
What are your views on, do you think it's a good idea to be your own, to actually join a record label, or to be on your own as a solo artist? What are the pros and cons of both? I guess that's my question.
See, I'm kind of trying to do both. So I think the pros of definitely doing it on your own is you have more control. Now, with a major label, definitely the pros there is, you know, I come from a background of marketing, so I know in my own company what would really be needed to make it grow, and a lot of that is proper promotions. But what the thing is with a small company versus a major company, it's the cap. What really benefits the majors is the capital that they have to use for promotion. It's a lot harder for a small indie label to pull that off. I mean, you can hustle, you can get views, you can be all over the place, but it's a lot of work. It's a lot more work for an indie mom and pop label than it is for the majors. So I think my goal, when I say I kind of want to do both, is I'm on this track where I kind of want to get the company that I started umbrellaed under a major. How I would go about that is work on that on the side, but also work on getting in with a company, move up the rank, get promoted head of A&R, and then when they say, we want to give you your own label, say, perfect. I already have it established with a whole team roster of artists. Have it pre-packed and present it like that. So I think that would probably be my path.
That's a great response. Thank you.
All right. Keeping in the spirit of positivity, I want to, before we play these other two songs from Savali, I want to toss it to another song from our co-host today, about a song all about staying positive. It features on the features, I wrote a hook. I both rap and sing, and when I heard this beat, I was thinking it kind of gave me these throwback Motown feels, and I wanted to give it a hook that kind of brought me back to that era. So,
I got ready when you're ready.
So, yeah, this is, so Skippa, this is, Skippa's song here, Stay Positive. It also features, Sierra Sky and Princess Poppet. Is there anything you want to add to that, Skippa, before we play the song?
It still is one of my favorite songs that I've recorded so far. This was one of the songs I recorded back in 2015 before I got very sick. So it holds a special place in my heart. I really dig this song a lot.
Yeah, and it probably, even after that, you know, had to become like a motivator for you, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah. Alright, I'm going to play
Without
it now.
Without further ado, here is Skippa and friends with Stay Positive.
Hey, yo. Yeah. It's yeah. MSFP. And, okay, check this out. Skippa, baby. Yo, I'm in it all with a bit of positivity. Needs all the hidden negativity thrown at me, yeah. We need to ride with the ones who are enemies. For the one that shows love, I'm a daily. That's my everyday source of remedy. That keeps me acting so very friendly. The feelings ought to be shown upon my face. Can't let the grief and pain eat away at me, yeah. Take it all away, we gotta stay true to ourselves. So let the tears show any trace. Nah, we gotta keep working, staying true to this money-making game. And they also want it, desire, and that can wait. 2 more years, I'll never be dating. This summer, I'll hit 30. But still, single after all these years, I can start to worry. For now, I'm mind focused on my family, friends, and music journey. Gotta figure out where my life's gonna lead me, guide me, take me. I want my life to be blessed with my ultimate dream. Queen, fire, loyal, honest, loving, feeling, wifey. Can't let my sense of love, you know, blind me. Try to put a positive, yo, stay positive. What's the point in thinking negative? It's part of the logic, you know, that I've been taught. Not young anymore, I've been around the block. For people to understand the way I've been brought up. That isn't my fault, you know, it is. They have to like being better communicating and being less aware, yeah. Better time, though, than sitting out of prayer. This world is sometimes cruel and unjustified. No matter how hard I seem to try, the more I wait, you know, the more I fear. The more pain I obtain, and down comes the tears. Can't have that any longer. Gotta keep my head up, keep on treading water. Keep reaching for the stars, come bound to go farther. Yeah, and stay, stay positive, that's my way of living. Gotta stay A-game, laid back and chilling. Truly knew me, you hit me with a comment. So my lyrics, you know, be relevant. So what I'm feeling, dealing with this exact moment. Life is tough, but I gotta keep on moving. Through the rough patches and crazy mazes. Lately my head's been facey, I just can't face it. Now's my turn, you know, to embrace it. Get a taste of new worlds, we are approaching. And something y'all was born in 1987. Yeah. Uh-huh.
For you.
Of negativity, you can't get it out of sight. Be careful of the choice you make. Just make sure you raise the bar to the greatest state. It's funny how life switches lanes. The same folks that rockin' with you always fall off for the shame. Pop it style, I guess I'll be the one to drop. You might see me slip on a rock, but like Diddy, I told them nah, I won't stop. That's the only way I know how to be. And you can never, ever, ever get the best of me. Leaving the bullshit to the side, living happily. Staying positive is the only way to live. I mean, what do you really get out of being negative? It's a disease of the mind, it comes repetitive. And there's no cure for it, even if you take a sedative. Ha ha, you can't hold a good woman down. Check my track record, always stay consistent. Only letting positivity in my existence, no matter the distance. Pop it on the track.
Called Stay Positive. Yep.
All right, Skipper, do you have another question for Sally?
I really
might
can't.
I add first that I really, really liked that song. That was a good song.
Yeah, I love vibing with that one. It's really fun to perform too.
Yeah. Alright.
I can't think of anything right now, so I don't know what happened tonight.
Okay, so we have played with these other two songs that we've played here before. We're going to play a little game called Takes Me Back. So this is how we're going to do this. Without any intro, you're going to play one of these songs, and I want you to really reflect on, you know, every essence of making this song, from the writing process to what happened in the studio, and just sort of explain it, you know, come out of listening, say, hey, this was my song, and say the name of the song, and really reflect on everything about it. You understand?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
Savali.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Alright, so here's the first one.
I've been stressing on this journey that's in front of me. I ain't trippin', never slippin' on my history. I'ma keep it straight, too many scenes and this ain't even a movie. It's not even a movie, yeah. Can't you see how far I come, coming out the slums? Give a dollar to a bum, can't trust the ones you love. 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 Can't trust the ones you love.
Define happiness, this life's immaculate. Quite miraculous, precise, accurate. When I slow down my flows, the truth is exposed. I open the door to hope and success. This year I've been blessed, I keep a clear head, I poke on my chest. Putting this life to a test, I grow harder. Life is larger, I'm getting smarter. Living the life of a martyr. Nearly departed, they live in my heart. And I'm a star in something like a Martian. Please pardon me,
I've been stressing on this journey that's in front of me. I ain't tripping, never slipping on my history. I'ma keep it straight. Too many scenes and this ain't even a movie. It's not even a movie, yeah. Can't you see how far I come? Coming up the slums. Give a dollar to a bum. Can't trust the ones you love. 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 Can't trust the ones you love.
This life's comprised of many surprises. You've been advised to open your eyes and capitalize it. You'll realize there's more to life. You're minimizing exercise till you're energized. Then colonized, then civilized. They penalize, listen, analyze us. So we organize to put this to the skies and revitalize us. It's time to harmonize us and stabilize us. We recognize it's our time, yeah.
I've been stressing on this journey that's in front of me. I ain't tripping, never slipping on my history. I'ma keep it straight. Too many scenes and this ain't even a movie. It's not even a movie, yeah. Can't you see how far I come? Coming up the slums. Give a dollar to a bum. Can't trust the ones you love. 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 Can't trust the ones you love.
Savali, fill us in on the story.
Okay, so that the story of Pardon Me. My producer sent me the instrumental. I want to say maybe 2 weeks before we actually recorded it. So I already had my parts written, and he actually told me he just called me randomly one day and he said, "Hey, I'm about to come over. And we're gonna record that track I sent you." I'm like, "Are you serious?" I'm like, "Okay." So I'm excited. And he said, "You know, I got a surprise." So when he came to my place, he had Kay Fendi with me, and he's like, "You know, you don't probably remember this, but you guys did a song together a while back, and it was really fire. I think you guys should try to see what you can create again." I'm like, "Okay, well, you know, I'm down for it." I knew he had a really good voice, like I said, my part is already written. I recorded my first verse, and Fendi was like, "Man, this is a lot of pressure." He wrote his verse real quick, and then he recorded it, and I thought his voice sounded amazing. And, you know, we recorded the full song. We were very happy with it. The producer sent us the song afterwards. We were super excited, and I reached out to Fendi, and I said, "You know, we need to do a video for this." So the video actually almost didn't happen because Fendi could not find a barber to cut his hair, and he did not want to be on camera without a haircut. So I convinced him that his hair looked fine, picked him up, and we shot the video in downtown Columbus. It was a lot of fun, a lot of energy. The cameraman, I believe he also even caught a real life protest at the beginning when it's first coming in, when the video's first coming on. There's a real live protest downtown Columbus. So it was just really powerful, powerful message. A lot of fun recording and a lot of fun recording the song.
All right. Sounds great. So let's get into the next song.
Thank you. We possess this something beautiful. Two hearts that's entwined, it's like the fusible. Taking care of you for life, that's my duty, boo. When we make love, it's a crucible. Your love's a drug, I'm addictive, pharmaceutical. You're my beginning and end, longitudinal. There's no future without me next to you. You're my blessing, boo. We keep them guessing, ooh. I need you like the air I breathe. I need you, you set my heart free. My heart free. I need you like the air I breathe. I need you, you set my heart free. My heart free.
Do what you gotta do, baby. I'm making many moves, baby. Lately I've been choosing me. Baby, I'm making many moves, baby. Lately I've been choosing me. I really want you and me.
All right, once again I ask, tell us the story.
Yes, so that was Irresistible, and that was Focus and Savali. The story behind this song, I believe I sent this instrumental to Focus, and I told him, I said, hey, you know, I actually sent him a couple of instrumentals, and I said, hey, you know, let's do some music together. Focus and I have been working together for at least 6 or 7 years. We met at work together and found out that, you know, he sang and he couldn't believe that he met a girl that rapped, and we just, we made a really great music, a lot of hits together. You know, we also have another song called Tonight that's pretty popular as well. And with this particular song, like I said, I sent him the instrumental. He came over, he had his own traveling studio. And we worked on like 3 to 4 songs back to back. We stayed up all night, probably till about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, just making music. And when we first made this song, it felt so amazing. We played it back probably 100 times. And I told him, I said, for this song, the feel should be like a poetic feel, like almost like a woman that's writing a love song to someone she cares about. And the hook, I like the hook because what it's basically saying is sometimes in love you do kind of have to focus on yourself. You don't always want to, especially while that person is trying to get themselves together. But the song is basically saying, like, I want it to be me and you, but, you know, right now you got to focus on yourself so that we can become one. So it's a very good song. It's for someone who's maybe transitioning in a relationship. You know, you're transitioning to something more serious, but in the interim, that person has to, you know, do a couple of things to make themselves better or stronger for the relationship's sake.
All right. Now, with this being Ladies' Night, and I want to do something a little bit different. Usually before we go into the podcast and then again at the end, we usually ask the guests to pick one of their own songs. But since we have Skipper on the line as well, what I want to do is at first you will pick one of Skipper's songs that you heard tonight to close out the live portion of this show, and then later on to close out the podcast version of this show, but we'll pick one of your songs.
The live session's already, it's on overtime already, Matt.
All right, well, we can still play the song.
Okay.
So, So out of the two songs, Savali, that you heard, which song of Skiffas would you like to get an encore listen to?
I would love to hear Positivity again. I really enjoyed that song.
All right,
Skiffa, hit us one more time with Stay Positive.
All right, gotcha.
Hey, yo, hey, yeah, it's yeah. NSFP, and, okay, check this out, it's a baby, yo, I'm in it all with a bit of positivity, needs all the hidden negativity thrown at me, yeah, we need to ride with the ones who are enemies, for the one that shows us love, I'm a daily, that's my everyday source of remedy, that keeps me acting so very friendly, the feeling inside to be shown upon my face, can't let the grief and pain eat away at me, yeah, take it all away, we gotta stay true to ourselves, so let the tears show any trace, nah, we gotta keep working, staying true to this money making game, and they also want it, desire, and that can wait, 2 more years, I'll summer B-day, in December I'll hit 30, I'm still single after all these years, I can start to worry, for now I'm mind focused on my family, friends, and music journey, gotta figure out where my life's gonna lead me, guide me, take me, I want my life to be blessed with my ultimate dream, clean fire, loyal, honest, love, and feeling wifey, can't let my sense of love, you know, blind me, trying to put a positive, yo, stay positive, what's the point thinking negative, it's part of the logic, you know, that I've been taught, not young anymore, I've been around the block, so people to understand the way I've been brought up, that is my fault, you know, is they have to like be better communicating and being less aware, yeah, better time though, just in out of prayer. This world is sometimes cruel and unjustified. No matter how hard I seem to try, the more I wait, you know, the more I fear, the more pain I obtain, and down comes the tears. Can't have that any longer. Gotta keep my head up, keep on treading water, keep reaching for the stars, can bound to go farther. Yeah, and stay, stay positive. That's my way of living. Gotta stay A game, laid back and chilling. Truly knew me. You hit me with a comment. So my lyrics, you know, be relevant. So what I'm feeling, dealing with this exact moment. Life is tough, but I gotta keep on moving through the rough patches and crazy mazes. Lately my head's a safety. I just can't face it. Now's my turn, you know, to embrace it. Get a taste of new worlds we are approaching. And something y'all are born 1987. Yeah.
For you, girl, only you, girl, I'll be true, girl, don't mess around with my love. For you, girl, only you, girl, I'll be true, girl, don't mess around with my love.
Always trying to find a positive thing to write. That's kind of hard when in front of you. You see them flashy lights of negativity. You can't get it out of sight. Be careful of the choice you make. Just make sure you raise the bar to the greatest state. That's funny how life switches lanes. The same folks that rock and wish you always fall off for the shame. Pop it style, I guess I'll be the one to drop. You might see me slip on a rock, but like Diddy, I told them now I won't stop. That's the only way I know how to be. And you can never, ever, ever get the best of me. Leaving the bullshit to the side, living happily. Staying positive is the only way to live. I mean, what do you really get out of being negative? It's a disease of the mind, it comes repetitive. And there's no cure for it, even if you take a sedative. Haha, you can't hold a good woman down. Check my track record, always stay consistent. Only letting positivity in my existence, no matter the distance. Pop it on the track.
Oh,
stay positive, positive, ay.
Alright, that was Skippa with Stay Positive. Alright, Savali, I'm going to let you ask two rapid-fire questions to Skippa. Afterwards, after she answers it, I'm going to let her pick a random throwback jam of her choosing. That will be a surprise to us all. So, Savali, are you ready to ask Skippa some rapid-fire questions?
Sure. Okay, Skippa, how long have you been rapping, and what, I guess it's a two-part question, and what inspired you to start rapping?
Okay, I've been writing hip-hop lyrics since I was like 12 and a half, 13. this is going to sound crazy now, but it was actually Lil Bow Wow who first got me into rap.
That's okay. Everybody loves Lil Bow Wow.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I also listen to like Nelly and Ludacris and I was a big B2K fan too.
Oh yeah, Lil Fizz. Always my favorite part.
Yeah, Lil Fizz was my favorite too. It's funny because back in 2002, I went with my mom, her sister, one of my cousins. We went to the Cabazon in Palm Springs, right? And my mom and her sister were like, let's go into the guest store. And I was like, okay. And then when we went in there, I was like, isn't that Omarion and Raz B from B2K over at the counter? And because he was wearing his Omarion belt buckle thing. And I was like, oh, my God. And, yeah, I was able to get both of their autographs when it was in 2002. So that's when the Pandemonium album came out, and that was really awesome. They were really nice,
wow,
too.
That's a cool story.
Yeah. That's all I got.
And did you have another question for Skippa?
Savali?
That was two questions. How long has she rapped, and then what inspired her to begin rapping?
You did it as a parter. I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, Skippa, hit us with some throwback jam. What are you feeling like playing right now?
When you say throwbacks, do you mean like throwbacks like the 60s or the 80s?
It could be 60s, 80s. Some of the oldies station is even playing 90s music, which blows my mind right now. I mean, I got really pissed off when they started playing the No Doubt version of It's My Life, because I'm like, I mean, come on. I was in college then. I'm like, I'm not that old.
I know, that's crazy. Well, since you already did Drifter's song tonight, I'm gonna do a girl one this time. Because I do have another Drifter's song on here that I like even more than the one that you played, but I like that one too, but. All right, I'm gonna play this one. Talk about old school.
Some other girls are filling your head with jive. So now you're acting like you don't know that I'm alive.
One Who Really Loves You by Mary Wells. I love that song.
Alright. So, Skippa, it's your turn. This time, you get to ask Savali two questions.
I already asked her a lot of questions. I don't really have any other things off my head.
Well, I'm going to give you some time to really think about some questions. I want to play a song by another girl group. A little bit more high energy. It's definitely another epic girl group. And I'm not gonna even say what song it is. I'm just gonna leave it as a surprise. But it'll definitely wake people up, and it'll give you a little bit more time to think about a couple questions.
I already
talked about
resilience.
Here it is.
I'll tell you what I want.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really want as big as they come. If you want my future, forget my past. If you want to get with me, better make it
two questions for Savali?
No. I already asked her.
Okay, so let's...
Right
all right, then...
I'm burning up.
Do you have
up
any
in this
questions for me then?
I mean, I asked you a lot of questions last night. I really don't. I already know a lot about you.
So you're is now.
Exactly. All right.
So in that case, what song of Savali should we close out the show with? Unless Skippa, what song of Savali do you want to close out the show with?
I liked Irresistible.
All right. Here it is, Savali featuring Focus with Irresistible. Here, who is just going to tune in and find out. Wednesday, we're going to have a brand new interview that we'll tell you about later this week. Thursday, it's another MSFP crew rehearsal show. And Friday, we plan to try to do another Freestyle Friday show. Who will be on that show? You're going to have to tune in to find out. Alright, so that's what's coming up in the upcoming days. Anyways, I want to thank Savali and our host today, Skippa. We're sorry that Money couldn't be with us today. We know that she had some things that she had to take care of, but she'll be back with us Wednesday. So, till next time, we'll catch y'all on the flip side. Peace.
Peace, y'all.
Peace.